안녕하세요, 여러분.
Hello, hello.
Hey, welcome to Your Girls K-Drama Podcast. I'm Christina, and this is...
Mare.
This is us, and we are through-toing Queen of Tears. But
this
we are...
This is real.
Yes, yes,
this
it is real.
This is me. Listen, we're grieving right now.
We're really sad, and it has nothing to do with Queen of Tears.
Oh.
Mads is visiting me.
Hi.
And she's on her spring break, so yeah. She decided to come and visit me, which was so nice. So I'm seeing her eye to eye.
Like, right here.
Moon, you know, here's moon. The thing. I see she's drinking her coffee here.
My foot's on the table.
You know, your foot's on the table.
This is great.
You know.
Christina, tell the people what happened to us.
We had some great audio, and then we lost it.
We just recorded an entire intro to this episode.
And it was great.
And it was like, it was so funny. But we don't need to hype it up because it's gone forever, we think.
So we're hoping that maybe it will be here eventually. You know, here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
This is my thing.
Right.
What if, let's say you restore it and you get it.
Yeah.
People probably won't think it's that funny.
People won't think it's funny.
But we think it's
funny.
Why
was that funny? We were having the time of our lives.
We always have the time of our lives.
We talked for like 7 minutes and it was like, that was the best 7 minutes we've ever recorded.
Like, that was great.
And then Christina's audio was sounding weird. And then it was like, you know, guys, listeners, when you write a paper at school and it's just phenomenal, like it's just the best essay you've ever written.
And then you lose it.
Then you lose all your, it doesn't save.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways,
so.
Well, hi, you know what? I think the power of K-dramas will pick us back up.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it's going to be okay.
Okay, you guys. So we're going to do Queen of Tears. The cool thing is about this show is we're watching it together.
So cute.
We watched it.
We did. We watched it yesterday after going to the beach. And we watched it.
That was fun. Yesterday
was
fun.
It was so fun. Yeah. We went to the beach. And I think we can pick ourselves up from our sadness. Mm-hmm. I think we're professionals. So I think we're going to get through this.
Yeah, but then also I'm still sad.
I'm sad. It's like we lost a child.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into this.
Queen of Tears,
Queen of Tears. We like the show so far.
Yes.
I do.
Yes. I felt like the second episode was better than the first episode.
I agree.
There was a lot. I mean, I think they have a lot to set up on the show. But let's talk about the synopsis first.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. So I'll just say the names and then you go.
Oh, great.
So then you remember the names. Our goal for 2024 is to be better at saying names instead of nicknaming. Well, nicknames will still be there.
Always.
I mean, that's how we roll.
Like this male lead, freaking Kendall.
Okay.
Gorgeous lips, so, Kendall.
Yeah, lips and you've never seen him in anything. No. So Mads is whipped for this guy.
Whipped for this guy. I'll
you
be
should,
like.
You should see It's Okay to Not
I'll be
Okay.
Like, I know this is a scene. I know there's plot, but like all I'm looking at is your lips.
Yeah, she loves.
They're so
she's
plushy.
Hooked. But you should watch It's Okay to Not Be Okay.
Well, on it.
Anyway, so we have our two leads. We have the actress is Hong. No, Hae-in is the girl's name.
I think that's the character's name.
Yes.
Yes.
And so there's Hae-in, and then there is, Baek Hyung-woo.
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 Baek. His last name is Baek. That is such a hot last name.
But that's that's Baek Hee-jin. Do you know Baek is 100 in Korean?
I think I did know that.
Okay.
He's 100 out of 100.
Oh, yeah. You heard it here, folks. First.
Tens
you heard it first.
The board. Tens across the board. Yeah, those are our leads. And then she is, can I go synopsis? Am I going?
Yeah, go ahead.
Am I running with
you're
it?
Always good with that.
So he's a countryside boy, lives in the countryside, and he is just, you know, like,
you can just say he grew up poor.
He's from the countryside. He grew up poor.
He did. I mean, he struggled.
He just is like a small little family. They live, I think they like farm.
They like farm. Okay.
I think they like farm. It's similar to farming. They like farm. And he has a sister and a brother-in-law and a mom and a dad. And it's cute. And I think he like went to Seoul to like work at a big Queens conglomerate department store. Like just a job, I guess, at one point. Or maybe 4 years ago or something. Because they've been married for 3 years. And he befriended the new intern, which is our female lead.
Yes, Hae-in.
He thought she was cute, I think, and she was frustrated and kicking the copier, and so he was like,
"Yeah,
hello."
And it's funny because she thinks that everyone knows who she is, but he had no inkling of who she was.
Yeah, because she's the queen. She is the heiress of this
yes.
department store
yes.
company.
Yes.
But he didn't know that.
Yes. And I feel like it kind of, now thinking about it, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Our Beloved Summer. You know how in Our Beloved Summer, when they, in the beginning, there's some resentment going on, but they don't talk about what happened. I feel like we're backtracking.
Yes. Yes, I agree. Because Our Beloved Summer, they had dated before, and now they're in like a rut.
Yes.
And the same thing is here where they're they're married now.
Yes, but it's different, but it's also, there's some similarities.
I agree. And we were like going to see a lot of flashbacks.
Yes.
So anyways, it appears that they actually fell in love at one point.
Yes.
I think that was legit.
Like hard. Like they were full on like in love.
Like lots of kissing.
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, they were in love. Fell hard and fast. Mm-hmm. So anyways, this guy, beautiful Ken doll boy, love him. Gorgeous.
His name is Hyunwoo.
Okay.
Hyunwoo.
They get married. And he learns, oh, she is literally the heiress of this entire company. Yes.
And because of that, too, he is kind of like the promised child of his farming town. Because he's the one that became so, quote unquote, successful.
Yeah, they like he like goes back home and there's like a banner that's been there for 3 years. Like, our sweet Hyunwoo. And he's like, why is this still here?
Why is this still here? But his title, so he works under his boss's, his wife, and he's now like the legal like director of the Queen's Group.
Yeah, because he is a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And his life literally sucks to the point where he's like, I need to get a divorce for sure. And it's funny because at one point he like goes to a counselor or something. And the counselor's like, are you sure you need to get a divorce? And by the end of the conversation, the counselor's like, yep.
Like you need
Sounds like it. Like, and his life sucks so bad.
Side point. I know you wouldn't know this because you didn't see It's Okay to Not Be Okay. But that actor who did that cameo.
The
counselor. He was his brother in It's Okay to Not Be Okay. Aww. And it was so cute.
There is literally every scene of this drama. You guys, me and Christine, are like, we've seen that person. Every actor and actress is like from a different drama.
Yeah.
Every single one.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
So anyways, his life sucks.
Yes. And then we find out too that he lives with his wife, but then her family, they all live under the same roof.
Doy.
And every night for dinner, they have a family meeting. They have dinner. They cannot. It's just they're everywhere.
But it's weird because they like hate each other.
Yeah.
So why are they spending this much time together?
Exactly.
Literally every night. And then like over dinner, the mom's like, yeah, I sued you. So that's coming.
Like no big deal.
Like why are you telling your daughter you sued her?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And we know that she's also rough around the edges, and she is. From what I can see, I'm like, you're not nice. Like, you don't deserve his love.
Okay, so episode one, we were talking about this. Episode one, the female lead, we don't see any of her real heart. So we're like, she is so... All we see is like her being mean. In episode one, we get to know the male lead.
Yes, and we see his perspective.
So we come to love him because we're like, I feel so sorry for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just like, what am I doing here? They've been married for 3 years and he just can't take it anymore. Yeah.
She doesn't give him the time of day.
No.
They are in separate rooms. They literally live in the same floor.
Yes.
But they are just business partners at point.
And not even good ones.
And he's not happy.
No.
And I mean, it seems like she's not happy either, but we don't know her perspective yet.
We don't. So episode two rolls around and we start to see her life a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess spoiler alert, but it's in episode two, she has a cancer diagnosis.
Yes.
I don't even know if it's cancer. It's tumorous.
She has a condition and then she only has 3 months to live. And so I think she was trying to be a little bit, you know, showing a little bit of love to her husband, and she wanted him to attend the meeting with the doctor.
Uh-huh.
She was like, oh, I need you to come with me here. And like, not ask, not anything. She was like, I need, and he's like, I don't want to be anywhere near you. And he
said,
leaves.
I'm going, no, I will never go anywhere with
never.
You. Which in hindsight, she literally just learned she had 3 months to live. So I think she was actually reaching out for help, like a cry for help. And he was like, ah, no.
I'm just curious to see if she actually will be emotional later.
I know,
because she is hard to like right now. But then also there's this whole big storyline with her and what's happening. So what ends up happening is we know Hyunwoo.
I think that's the male lead.
Hyunwoo. he like kind of finally sets the decision of like, oh, I want to divorce her. So let me have this meeting. I need to have a meeting. And then he's like, hey, I need to talk with you. I need like, hey, and I need to talk to you right now.
He like has the paper in his hand.
Yeah. And he's like putting it behind his back. I need to talk to you. And she's like, oh, I need to talk to you too. This is perfect timing, but I'll go first.
Yeah.
Like, okay. But
we're like, okay.
Yeah. And then was that the end of episode one?
I think it was because episode two. Yeah. I think it was the end of episode one.
Okay. So then that happens and she's like, oh, I have 3 months to live. And so in the back of his mind, which is so just weirdly, like, I don't know. We don't know what to think, but he is happy.
Well, it's one of those things where like, not only is he unhappy in his marriage, but he's trapped. Cause even if he like feels like he can't even divorce her, because the whole family is just going to track him down forever. And like, he is trapped.
They're breathing down his neck.
Like, he's in a really rough situation.
Yeah.
So he'll lose his job. He'll lose everything if he divorces her. Like, and he doesn't even know what to do. So it's really like horrible. But when he hears she's going to die in his brain, he's like, well, guess I don't have to divorce her. It's horrible. And he knows it's horrible. So now he's in like this conflicting part of his brain.
Yes. And so then,
like, I don't know.
And literally it's like split in half. He's like, oh, do I lie about this or do I tell the truth? Do I lie? And then he ends up saying like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Oh, this is so horrible.
Yes.
So, and she doesn't believe it for any second that we later find out.
Yes.
Okay. That he's saying all these things. And then what changes, because he's giving her flowers, he's doing all this, she just thinks he's just full,
maybe in shock or
doo-doo.
I don't know what she thinks he thinks.
And then she ends up going, Hayen ends up going into his office and he falls asleep and he is, what is it? He goes on his computer and he has websites pulled up of like, can there be miraculous cures for this condition?
He was researching... Do people miraculously get cured, hoping that she won't get cured? That's what he was Googling.
Yes.
But then he falls asleep at her desk and she walks in and she goes, wait, he wants to know if it's possible if I'm going to get cured. Like, he cares for me. But in reality, he was trying to make sure she wasn't going to get cured.
And he was totally flustered. And she looks at him and she goes really close and she's like, oh, this whole time I thought you were lying and actually you're being honest, you're the only one that cares.
Oh my gosh. Okay, and to be fair, like, he's being like really horrible about this. Like, he should not be wishing for this girl to die at all. In fact, his friend, so we come to learn, but she's so bad. She's horrible. Like, the writers really make her look horrible at the beginning.
And I want to like her.
I know. But we can't like her right now because or else we would feel super bad for what he's doing.
True.
But anyway, so he even learns like he's not in her will at all. Like, at all. And so his friend is like, well, you should win her over in the next 3 months. So she's going to put you into her will, which like, okay, that is so shady. That is so shady. So he starts to like be nice to her.
But then he also doesn't really agree with that. Did he agree?
I don't think so. I think he knows the whole thing is like really shady and he shouldn't be playing for her.
He was just thinking like, when he found out that all this news, like when he found out about this, he was like, oh, maybe I don't need to go through this whole big divorce. Yeah. If I don't have to, now I can just wait it out.
But the whole question here is, do they actually have feelings for each other deep down? This is the big question.
I think they will.
Well, they definitely will.
Because I think she's already whipped from all the actions that he's doing
right
now.
We are guessing she's going to get whipped before he does.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then he's doing all of this and he's lying about it. But then at one point he won't realize that he's actually doing it because he cares for her. That's what I think. That's my prediction.
I agree. Are there residue feelings? Also, other than like a few like flashbacks, they haven't been whole scenes, but like baby flashbacks, it looks like they were truly in love. But there's like literally zero residue of that. That it's like, I think they must have been, because why else would he marry her? Mm-hmm. He's not even getting any money from it.
And even with the whole confession with her, and I loved when he went up to her and he was like, you know, you're an intern, you're not doing really well, but guess what? I have savings. I have a farm.
Oh, I know.
I have this. And he runs away and she's like, wait, I don't have an umbrella because I have a car. Like,
he tried to win her over thinking he had the most money. Yeah.
And then, but then later, like a couple minutes later, we see her come visit him at his farm on a helicopter.
Yes.
But it was not swoony.
I mean, like, I don't know if it was supposed to be swoony.
No, but what her words were. So either.
Yes.
I feel like, and I'm excited to watch. Are we watching that tonight?
Oh, we should.
I'm excited to watch episode 3 and 4 just because I want to know. I think we're going to see a lot of behind the scenes. Like,
I want to.
Back. It's, and it reminds me of, again, our beloved summer. And how we don't know all the things, like, to the present day. We don't know yet.
Yes.
And we need to find that out later. Like, we're going to find it out as time goes on.
I'm really curious to get filled in because I feel like they have good chemistry. We were kind of talking, me and Christina, we were like, it's a slow start so far. It kind of feels like a slow start. But at the same time, as a 16-episode drama, we don't want it to start too fast. Because then they're going to run out of steam at one point.
Yeah.
So I kind of like this slow start because after 2 episodes, I'm still like, we still don't know so many things.
Yeah.
It's been, and it was slow too because they had to introduce her whole family. She has a trillion family members and they have this whole weird culture and they were like introducing us to it where it's like, do we care? Mm-hmm. But over time, we might be.
I wonder, and I'm hoping, will Queen of Tears, will this drama be like a drama from, you know, years ago that we love.
Ugh.
I wonder if we're going to get some of that because I haven't
Will it break the drought?
Yeah, will it break the drought? I mean, there has been some good dramas here and there, but nothing like, we're going to say it, guys.
2521.
King's Affection. What else?
I mean. You know.
All the things. All startup, the other ones.
Crash Landing on You. There was great ones. Yeah. There was great. And I don't know if we're the only ones on this, Christina, that we feel like we're in a drama drought. I feel like we're in a drama drought.
It just depends on what drama drought we're referring to, because I feel like even with like Salm Dari, it was good,
right?
But it wasn't my favorite. You know, it's just,
right.
There's some elements to these shows, but I'm waiting for a show like Home Cha or some other shows that, and I'm hoping maybe this will be one of them.
You never know.
He's a great actor she's beautiful in this. She looks great. That's not the reason why, but I mean, she's a great actress too. And I love her.
They're both like really great. I think it could be great.
Yes.
And obviously it all comes down to the pacing. How are they writing it?
Yes.
Obviously we know the acting's going to be good. I think the chemistry is going to be good. Mm-hmm. I really don't doubt that.
I think it's going to be really good. Like, we haven't seen anything because she's so shut off.
I know.
We see him and you're whipped. I know.
I'm so whipped.
But
especially since it's cute. Like a role reversal show too. So
it's
she wears the
we
pants.
Love it. We love it.
And I mean, that's what made us fall in love with Rowoon was role reversal King's Affection.
You know what?
We
King's
love
Affection.
The role reversal. You know what? King's Affection.
You know what? When are we going to do
an
actual review?
Yeah, that's a good one. So anyways, I just feel like we're supposed to like him more, and I do like him more. And yet, I know one day we're going to look back and be like, I love her, I think. But here's the thing, the fact that we got to know her family so well, of course she's a total brat. Her family sucks.
They suck.
Her family is horrible.
Especially that one with the gelled hair string. She has one strand of
one
hair.
Strand.
And I'm not saying anything about her hair. I'm literally
saying. She has one strand of hair. She gels in the front.
She gels it in the front and she puts it in front of her face.
All the time.
And so.
I thought it was a fluke at first. No.
No, it's not. It's every scene.
Every scene. I think it's her mom. Isn't that her mom? Who's like, I'm suing you.
It's like her voice is like this.
I know we're at dinner, but I'm suing you. I'm like, okay, like, don't do that.
That's so mean.
This is your daughter.
Yeah.
You're horrible.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other notable things from episodes 1 and 2?
I just think, well, not really any notable. No, I just have predictions.
Go. What are your predictions?
My predictions, and I think I've already mentioned it, but I'm hoping that she falls first.
Oh, yes. Me too.
And maybe. You know, this would be great. Okay. They leave that house.
They gotta leave. They have to leave.
Like, will they go to the farm?
Can they leave, please?
Like, it will solve all the problems.
They gotta, no, because we were watching, we were like, no wonder their marriage is failing. They probably are in love with each other somewhere deep down, but no one could survive. No one could survive in that situation.
And she doesn't give him the time of day, but I really think... I think there's more to her and I want to know, and I'll give her the time. Like, I want to know.
Can you show me
Phil Collins? I know you're listening.
Phil. I have a crush on Phil Collins.
What?
We were talking so seriously about this show. Dude, Tarzan soundtrack is way better than it has any business being.
I mean, I will agree to that, but I don't know what to say with you confessing that you love Phil Collins. Well, like, Phil's, you find
our,
him.
Phil's one of our listeners, so I just wanted to say that. What's up, Phil?
Anyway. Anyway.
So the female lead.
I can't believe you just said that.
So the female lead. I love that we've gotten like literally zero from the female lead so far. Zero. Because then it's going to be a very
strong. And I wonder, yeah. I want to know, I think, how are we going to get back from that? I'm still thinking of you loving, confessing your love.
Can you show
to
me?
Phil Collins.
I want to know about these strangers like me.
Yes, I think with the female lead, as I mentioned previously.
Yeah.
There's more to her. Even with her saying she's dying in 3 months, like, she really did not have a big reaction.
No.
And I'm like, okay, is it because she also is just feeling numb? I feel like she's feeling numb.
I think she's genuinely terrified. And I think within an episode or two, because they can't carry it on too long without her having any emotions. I think within an episode or two, she's going to really need him. Mm-hmm. And how did episode two end? Wasn't she out? She was out hunting. And she had an hallucination.
Yes.
So it's already starting to where she's having these moments where she can't have a facade.
Yeah.
Because she has hallucinations. She has like memory lapses and she's out in the woods and there's some random secondary male lead dude that we haven't even talked about yet. And they're like, our beautiful male lead is like pointing a gun at him trying to protect his lady.
That boar was really uncalled for.
Oh, also there was a boar. He shot a boar. But very much CGI.
But that secondary male lead who's in love with the female lead, Hayin, he, I think, lured the boar.
That's right.
With like corn or they're hinting corn at kernels or
corn
whatever.
Corn kernels? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That'll bring all the boars in.
But right before that scene, that's what I didn't understand with the secondary male lead. This whole family was hunting and he's not part of the family yet. He joined.
What? We haven't talked about the secondary male lead yet, but he's, I don't even know who is it. Like, he's some also rich conglomerate guy. It's like he owns like some business that she wants into their department store or something. But I think they have like a past or he's into her.
Yeah. And so,
why was he on this hunting trip?
But
why?
Then even right before though, with the whole meal that they all shared, it was like a event that they, you know, went to, what's his name? Hyung-woo?
Yeah. Male lead.
Male lead came there and the secondary male lead was like, oh yeah, we liked each other. I liked her. And he's like, oh, he was so attractive there.
Here's the male lead.
No, but he just, even though he was freaking out inside, he was just like, oh, well, okay. And then, but then he was like, why didn't this guy marry her? I wouldn't be in this mess.
He is so funny. Like, instead of feeling jealous, he's like, I wish he had married her instead of me. No, I was most whipped for her in that scene. Her dress was so pretty.
So pretty.
It was so pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, we don't know why secondary male lead was on this hunting trip with them. I mean, I was getting like Downton Abbey flashbacks with that get up and going out on the hunt. I guess rich people do that on the hunt. I guess so.
I wouldn't know.
So. Anyway, so it ends with, you know, the boar was shot. And that's pretty much
it. It was boring.
I mean, it was fine, I guess.
You know.
Okay. Yeah. So anyways, going forward, honestly though, I'm really excited for episode 3 and I just hope this is good. I hope so bad it's good.
I think it's going to be good.
I hope it's good.
Because it's, yes, they're married, but they don't know each other and they're strangers. They're going back to what happened before. And so, and with him, and it's kind of like a fake, it's fake. It's like
fake.
A fake dating a
he's
little bit because
faking
he's like,
liking her,
but then he's gonna like her because he loves. Yeah,
I mean, it's gonna be great.
So,
and then hopefully we'll see flashbacks to when
I think so
when they fell in love at one point somehow, and yeah. So,
and I'm excited to watch. We can watch 3 and 4 now.
Well, let's do that. Okay, listen though, guys, if you've never followed us on Instagram, please go do that because it really is a fun time. Go to @yugirl_kdramapod. Mm-hmm. And when you're there, you can jump on and do our jump on our Discord chat.
It's so fun.
Link, from the link in on Instagram or in this episode.
Yeah,
bio.
And don't be intimidated. I know I was, but everyone's scared. So nice, and it's just a place. It's a safe spot or a safe space for anyone that just wants to talk about K-pop or K-dramas.
Yeah.
So we don't discriminate there.
No, it's great. And then also, go to Spotify. Give us a 5-star on Spotify.
Please.
Please. Also, if you've never followed the podcast, follow the podcast on Spotify.
Or Apple. Be great.
Or Apple, whatever or anything site you watch it on or listen to
or
it on.
Or come say hi to us. You know? We would love to hear from you.
Great.
But that's it.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
That's it. That was great.
So thanks for listening. As always, we're really thankful for you guys. And let us know what you thought about Queen of Tears. Like I said, jump on Discord. Jump on Instagram. Come talk to us. You know.
Yeah. And we're continuing to watch it. I'm going to continue.
So far, we are not planning on dropping this show.
No. No, so you've never seen this actor, so you're watching.
I'm so whipped for him.
He's great, but it's so cute.
He's gorgeous.
I mean, and to be fair, he's wearing his suit.
He always looks.
And then his hair is pushed back.
Oh, his hair in the suit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As she's yummy. Twisting her hair. She is. Anyways. Yeah. Anyway.
Thanks, guys. Thank you for listening.
Kamsahamnida.
Bye, everybody. Bye.